sitting on the side of the highway waiting to catch speeding drivers. A state trooper clocked a car puttering along the road at 29 miles an hour. So he thought to himself, this driver is just as dangerous as a speeder. So he turns on his lights and pulls the driver over. Approaching the car, he notices that there are five elderly nuns in the car, two in the front seat and three in the back seat, wide-eyed and white as ghosts. The driver, confused, said to him, "Officer, I don't understand. I was doing exactly the speed limit. What seems to be the problem?" "Sister," the officer replied, "you weren't speeding, but you should know that driving slower than the speed limit can be a danger to other drivers as well." "Slower than the speed limit? No, sir. I was doing exactly the speed limit, 29 miles an hour," the old nun proudly proclaimed. The officer explained to her that 29 was the route number, not the speed limit. A bit embarrassed, the nun grinned and thanked the officer for pointing out the error. "Before I go, sister, I have to ask, is everyone in the car okay? These sisters seem awfully shaken, and they haven't muttered a single peep the whole time." "Oh, they'll be all right in a minute, officer. We just got off Route 95. So tomorrow morning after my 7:30 mass, I will get on Route 95, and I will head down to the Outer Banks of North Carolina, something I've done for the last 27 years, the last week of July. We call it Catholic Family Beach Week. It's like a Catholic beach retreat for individuals, couples, or families that want to get away, go to the beach, but also have the opportunity to go to Mass every morning at 9 o'clock. We have adoration. We set up an adoration chapel every day from 10 in the morning till 6 at night for those who want to visit the Lord and make a holy hour, spend time in adoration. And then we have a potluck dinner every night. After that, we have games on the beach for the families and kids, ultimate frisbee and volleyball. Then we pray, when it starts to get dark, we pray the rosary together on the beach as a big group. And then we make a pilgrimage, because every retreat should have a pilgrimage. Our pilgrimage every night is to Dairy Queen. It's a very important part of the week. So this is what Jesus is talking about in the scriptures. Come away and rest a while. Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and be renewed. Have rest, have renewal. And when we look at today's gospel, it's St. Mark's gospel, and it says the apostles had just been sent out by the Lord to heal the sick, to anoint with oil, to cast out demons, to heal the lepers, to preach the gospel. And Jesus sent them out two by two to all the towns and villages. They were very busy with their activities. They were called apostles, which means one who is sent. When they first started, they were disciples. Disciples are students, those who sit at the Lord's feet and come to Jesus and listen and learn. But then he sends them out to be apostles. And in today's gospel, they come back and they report all that they had done and all that they had seen and all that they had taught. And the Lord knew that, of course, they had been very busy with their daily activities. So he says, now come away. Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. And as people, the crowds were coming in such great numbers, it says they had no opportunity even to eat. Poor Jesus and the apostles couldn't even eat their baked fish and their bread. They had so many people coming to them for healings and cures and for prayers. And so Jesus says, what we'll do is we'll get in the boat and we'll cross over to the other side of the lake, other side of the Sea of Galilee. Sea of Galilee is roughly about 10 miles from north to south, 5 miles from east to west, roughly. And so they get into the boat and they launch off and they probably row across to the other side. The crowd sees that where they're going, and the whole crowd begins to walk along the shore. And they walk and probably run. It says they hastened on foot from all the towns and villages. They saw where Jesus was going. So when he showed up there and got off the boat, the same crowd was there. Thousands of people. And I love the Lord's reaction. It wasn't one of of frustration. He wasn't annoyed. He wasn't irritated. He was compassionate. He was moved with mercy and with pity. It says, when he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, and this crowd that had probably run all around the lake, his heart was moved with pity for them, the most sacred heart of Jesus. That's why we love the image of the Lord's most sacred heart so much, because it's a heart of mercy, compassion, and forgiveness. And it says, he was moved with pity. It says, they were like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd. And it says, he began to teach them many things. He also continued to cure the sick and to heal and to minister to their needs. So what a beautiful image we have here. But I think we can apply this certainly to our daily life. Everyone is busy. I've never met a person that was not busy. Everybody's busy and going to work, taking care of their families, doing so many things. But don't forget Jesus' invitation to come away and rest a while. And I think that every day we should come away with Jesus. Spend some time every day in prayer. Start with 5 or 10 minutes a day. If every Catholic, if every person in the world prayed for 10 minutes a day, it would transform the world. If you just sat in silence and just talked to God heart to heart as your closest friend, as your dearest friend, that would transform you and transform the world. Just start with 10 minutes a day. Maybe it's praying the rosary. Maybe it's reading scripture slowly and talking to the Lord about what you read and conversational language with the Lord. So every day, carve out some time to come away with Jesus and rest a while. And then every week, continue to carve out 1 hour every weekend to come away and be with Jesus. We call that the Mass. Whether it be Saturday night Mass or Sunday Mass, every week continue to give God that special hour, that hour in which we come away and sit at Jesus' feet as his disciples. We listen to the words of sacred scripture, the homily, then Jesus feeds us with himself in Holy Communion. Mass is spending time with Jesus, coming away and being with him. And notice at the end of the Mass, we're sent forth. He's, go forth and proclaim the gospel of the Lord. Or the Mass is ended, go in peace. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord. We come to Mass to sit at Jesus' feet, to receive him, but then we are sent out to spread the faith and to evangelize and to bring other people closer to God. And then, besides daily prayer and Mass every weekend, we could also, maybe once a month or every couple months, try to go to an evening of recollection or a retreat. You might have heard of a day of recollection offered at different places. Just come away every once in a while, maybe every couple months, and spend a few hours in prayer at a retreat house or a day of recollection. And lastly, I would say once a year, try to make a retreat, like the weekend retreat, or even a full day on a Saturday. We're blessed in our diocese and throughout the area to have many retreat houses. The diocese has their own retreat house out in White Post, Virginia, between Winchester and Front Royal. There's the Berryville Trappist Monastery. They have a guest house. You could make a retreat there. There's a retreat house in Culpeper, a retreat house in Bethesda. There's some in Southern Maryland. And in different areas, there are places where you might be able to go on a retreat, as there's men's retreats, women's retreats, married couples retreats. There are all sorts of opportunities. So besides daily prayer, weekly Mass, maybe every few months, an evening of recollection, try every year to go on a retreat, maybe a weekend, to get away and follow Jesus as he says, come away and rest a while.